First to Washington. President Obama is meeting at the White House today with Central American leaders to discuss the influx of young immigrants coming from their countries into the U.S. He's meeting today with the presidents of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. And there is word that the Obama administration is considering a pilot program which would give refugee status to young people coming from Honduras. Joining us for more on all of this is Univision anchor Maria Elena Salinas. She's with us from Doral, Florida. Maria, welcome back.
Hello, Jeremy. Great to talk to you.
Well, what do you think, first of all, of this idea of giving refugee status to people who have come here from Honduras?
Well, I think it's very interesting. Since the moment I heard about this, I thought that it was interesting and a possible solution for the future. I don't know that it necessarily solves the issue of those who are already here, already at the border in detention centers. But I think it's an understanding that these kids are in danger. And it's interesting to see how they began with Honduras, because Honduras, it really is risky to be a child. It's they need to create a safe environment in Honduras because it's dangerous to be young, as I've mentioned in the past. Half of crime victims in Honduras are under 30. So I guess it's an acknowledgement that there really is a threat.
Well, and you've done some reporting recently from Central America. Is there a big difference between what's happening in Honduras and what's happening in Guatemala and El Salvador?
Well, you know, there's danger in all three countries, and there's crime in all three countries. Remember that the gangs have spread beginning from the U.S., going into El Salvador and spreading to those three countries. So, but there is a main difference. In Guatemala, I think it's the poverty that is driving people away. 70% of the population in rural areas is poor or extremely poor. And in El Salvador, you have the threat of the gangs. And in Honduras, you have a combination of poverty. You do also have the gangs. And you have to add one more factor. It has become a center for drug cartels because of its geographical location between Mexico and Colombia. They have used this as a transit destination. But there's also now new homegrown Honduran cartels. So when you mix all of those, it makes it a deadly combination for the youth.
Well, and there are questions even coming from the leaders of the Central American countries who are in Washington about whether it's really possible to send some of these children back. One of them, Maria Agüero de Corrales, who's the foreign minister of Honduras, talked to NPR's Steve Inskeep. Let's listen.
Many people that I have talked to personally, you know, they say that the problem is they cannot go back to their places of origin. So in a way, within their own country, you know, they are displaced.
And Maria, you've heard the calls coming from especially Republicans, but people on both sides of the political spectrum talking about the fact that in order to stop this flow, people have to be sent back. What about that concern that even sending them back would be a very dangerous thing to do?
I think it's very interesting to hear someone at such a high level in the Honduran government say their country is not safe and they really should be doing something to make their country safer. You know, the United States is investing millions and millions of dollars, and the Central American presidents come here to ask for more money. And of course, they want it for security. They want it to relieve poverty and for social programs for the youth. But the U.S. needs to hold them accountable because there's so much corruption in these countries. And, you know, some youth, they fear authority as much as they fear delinquents. They don't trust the authority. So, you know, I think it's very interesting to hear them say, you know what, our country isn't safe. They face dangers. Well, you know, they need to do something about that. They need to make this, you know, the country's more secure. And they need to do something about the inequality, the economic inequality in these countries. This is not new. This did not start. This has been going on for years and years and years. Now I think that there is international attention because of the arrival of these unaccompanied minors to the U.S., but it's not a new problem, and they should have been looking for solutions many, many years ago. So what they need to do now is work together. You know, this is a shared responsibility. They should find shared solutions. It's not just the U.S. that needs to solve this.
Well, but the president has asked for money to help solve this problem in a number of different ways, and Congress has proposed a smaller amount of money. The Senate has proposed a smaller amount of money. The House and the Republicans would like, attached to any money, a change to the 2008 law so that it would be easier to deport children who have come from countries that are not contiguous to the U.S. Where do you see this all going in Washington? Because it doesn't look like much is going to happen before Congress goes on its August recess.
Right. First of all, I was appalled when I heard that the House Republicans were suggesting this, because basically what they're saying is, in order to be able to send these kids back, let's forget about protecting children in general. That law was written to protect kids from trafficking, from human trafficking, not just Central American kids, but kids from anywhere in the world except Mexico and Canada. So you're basically blaming the victim in a case like this. And, you know, how this is going to happen, I don't know, because everything that the president proposes is not likely to be approved by Congress. So any solution would either have to be an executive decision, or President Obama will have to take measures that don't require congressional approval. But like I said before, you know, all involved are blaming each other. Republicans blame President Obama. President Obama blames the drug traffickers and organized crime. And Central Americans blame the U.S.
Right.
Drug consumption. So there's blame to go around. Now I think it's time for them to sit down and get serious about this and really, you know, create this safe environment.
Maria Elena Salinas of Univision, thanks so much.
Thank you.